Welcome to the Cutting Edge Secrets Podcast. This is a show for my barbers and stylists and entrepreneurs who wants to learn how to build their dream business in a way that lifts our talents, our message, and our products and our services get out to the world and still remain profitable. This is Arthur Lyle, and welcome to the Cutting Edge Secrets Podcast. Okay, guys, welcome back. Look, this is your boy Arthur Lyle once again, and again, I'm in my barber shop, and now we're picking up where we left off. This is about saving. Okay, so it's three buckets, okay? And in this module, first of all, give yourself a pat on the back for jumping in this module. And I'm so proud of you because you're really going to exceed to so many great heights and stuff like this in this business. You're going to be so much further amongst your peers because you're getting this information that's going to change your life, okay? All you had to do was apply it. Only knowledge is not power. Applied knowledge is power. So the moment you start applying these principles that's in this module, you're going to see instant results. So it's amazing. So listen here. So first and foremost, there are three buckets, okay? The three buckets are this. First of all, you want to pay yourself, pay your business, and pay your taxes, okay? Remember, I'm going to repeat again. Pay yourself, pay your business, pay your taxes. Those are the three things that's going to, the three buckets that you need to do, you know, if you really want to prosper in your business. Now, again, if you want to prosper in your business, if you want to just put a name on the window and just say I'm a business and that's that, that's a whole nother story. But if you want to have a prosperous opportunity to be able to have more money later in life, more opportunities for yourself and the peers and your barbers, things like that, these are some of the small key principles that you want to make sure you do. I don't want you to keep up with the Kardashians. I want you to keep up with your business and people who start having to keep up with you. And they're not going to have this information available to them unless they take a course like this or they do the extra research themselves or what have you. So how do you save? So this is a simple, it's easy to do, but it's also easy not to do. Okay, it's going to take some discipline. It's going to require some work on your end. Okay, that's why I wanted to get up close and personal with you. And I've been doing this for 10 years, so I've failed a lot at it. So now I have an opportunity to be consistent in some areas to where now I can tell you, I've seen both sides. I've seen when it worked for me and I've seen when it didn't, okay? So now, check this out. First and foremost, you wanna pay yourself. You have to pay yourself, okay? You know, Warren Buffett says, most people spend what's first and then save for themselves what's last. But you wanna change that. You wanna save what's first and then spend what's left over, okay? So you just wanna change it. You know, take your savings from the back to the front, okay? So, that's what you want to do. You want to save first, pay yourself first. Because at the end of the day, you know, you're paying for your, you know, maybe you got salon equipment that you're paying on. Maybe you have your credit cards that you're paying on. Maybe you have, you know, your insurance, your car, your cell phones, and your utilities. And, you know, then you got leisure time and fun time and clothes and shopping and kids. You know, by the time you pay all of those things, and then to say it's time to go pay yourself, there's usually not much left over. At least not enough to really sustain, not 10%. But the thing is 9 out of 10 times, I would assume, especially in this digital age, I would assume that you have a couple of those utilities or those expenses on auto pay. I would assume. I could be wrong, but I'm just gonna guess. I'm gonna jump on a limb here and say you probably got, you know, your car note, your credit card on auto pay where it automatically comes out of your bank account, you know, every month at the same time, and it's $200. I'm just gonna say, maybe it's your rent, but whatever it is. But I'm gonna guess that you probably didn't do that for your savings account, okay? So that's the first step. We want to change that. I want you to stop this video. I want you to go find your bank account and then say, I wanna save 10% of what I earn every week or every month or every other day or whatever, however you do your money, however you calculate your expenses, however you calculate your, you know, your pay, your wage that you pay yourself. Calculate that up, 10%. Stop this video. Go right now. Stop this video and set up automatic debit for you to have a savings going automatic to your account. And this is the thing. Don't touch it. Now, stop this video right now and we'll be back. And I want you to make sure that you've done that, okay? But if you don't come back until you've done that, all right? That's the first and most important thing. All right, back. So listen, did you do your homework? Hopefully you did your homework. Hopefully you are paying yourself right now. And if you haven't, go back to the last video and make sure that you are paying yourself. You set it up on automatic debit. If you did, congrats to you. Let's go. Let's move to the next stage. The second bucket is paying your business. You have to pay the business, okay? You have to pay your business just like you pay yourself, okay? The business is what's taking care of you, so you have to give that money back to the business. You have to give yourself 10%. Give yourself 10%. So this is the thing. I want you to be thinking in tens, okay? So if you make 100, think tens. If you make 1,000, think tens. If you make millions, think tens. So it's easy to keep it up. It's easy to make the math right for you. And, you know, it just works. It just works. If you want to do more, that's great. If you want to do less, that's great. But, you know, idealistically, start with your tens, 10%. If you can't do 10% at the moment, that's fine too. You know, don't feel bad. Don't feel bad. It's okay. Because there was a time that I couldn't do 10%. Do what you can. What you have right now, do what you can. That's all that matters. So for the sake of this video and those that are able to do 10%, start at 10%. Okay. So 10%. Once you save for yourself the first 10%, the next 10% should go to your business, okay? Go to your business and save 10%. Why, you ask? Good question. Because your air conditioner may possibly break down. You're gonna have a chair or your barber salon chair that might possibly break down that you need to replace. Your computer system's not working. You need to invest in products. You need to invest in, you know, cleaning supplies and things like that. You know, you might lose a barber or stylist, you know, that you need to, you know, take from that to help pay for some of the utilities or bills and things like that. You know what I mean? So you want to make sure that you have something to pull from. Again, please do me a favor. Stop trying to live up to the Kardashians. If that's what you're doing, please stop. You know, do what you can with what you have. And the third thing you want to save for is your Uncle Sam. Yeah, you know what? I did a test one time, and I went and I dug in trying to look at my family tree, and I found out that I really didn't have an Uncle Sam in my family tree. So I was like, why am I gonna pay this dude named Uncle Sam? Who is this Uncle Sam dude? But the funny thing about that is, I was ignorant and I was acting, you know, young and early in business, and I wasn't paying Uncle Sam. Matter of fact, quick story, when I was early in the barber industry in the game, a barber friend told me that, you know, as a barber, especially as an independent contractor, the first 5 years, you don't have to pay taxes. And I was like, wow, cool. Cause I asked as soon as I got out of school, and he's like, oh man, you're good. The first 5 years you don't have to pay taxes. And to be honest, I didn't ask any questions. I was like, sweet. Well, I'm just gonna, you know, make money and do what I'm supposed to do. You know, well, the funny thing about that is I was misinformed. So when I actually wanted some things and I started reporting and things and I did start filing taxes, somehow that Uncle Sam came to find me. He haunted me. He came to get me. You hear me? So let me tell you. If you actually download my book or purchase my book, I go in really deep details about how that is. It's called The Cutting Edge, and it's on Amazon, or you can get it on my site as well. In my book, I talked about it. But the thing was that Uncle Sam, when I started paying, he kind of basically was like, hey, how are you making this type of money? All of a sudden, you know, when you've been in the business for 5 years and you just come out and all of a sudden making all this type of money. And, you know, that's just how it looks on paper, because if you're not filing anything, it doesn't look like you're making any money. So, I mean, that's just kind of the thing. And then I had $4,000 in my account one day, and I was going to go file taxes. And then, to be honest, by the time I got there to my bank, and I was like, I had got something in the mail, said it was something about a lien. Had no idea what that was at the time. And I went to get to the bank and my money was gone. You feel me? Gone, you hear me? It was gone, man, I'm telling you. And I hated it, but it was my negligence of not doing the research myself. So I wanna save you guys the trouble, because you're here, you invested in this course, you invested your time. So I'm gonna give you my tools and my stories and my strategies that helped me get out of that. So making sure that you pay your Uncle Sam, man. I'm gonna give you a quick couple strategies on how you can do that. So that's the third thing that you wanna do. You wanna save about 10 to 15% of your income. I say you start off with just 10%, depending on where you're at in your business. 10% is a good number to budget at, right? So idealistically, if you've been following these last couple talks up, you know, budgeting and budgeting for your savings, then you notice I said 10% for yourself, 10% for your business, and now I'm saying 10% for Uncle Sam. So that leaves you 70% of your earned income to do as you please, okay? So you still have enough for you, take care of the necessities, the more important things that keep you out of trouble. They also can make you and build wealth for yourself, wealth for your company, and those are the things that you really don't want to budge on. And you still have 70% of your earned income that you can do what you need to do. So therefore, at another time, you know, when you're prepared and ready, once you be disciplined here, you can add to these three buckets. So that's the one thing that I wanted to give you as a nugget. But how do you save for Uncle Sam? Well, again, just like you do if you watch some of these previous videos, when we talk about putting your savings on automatic debit, you can do that as well with your Uncle Sam. I would encourage you to open up a whole new bank account, and I would just do what I did and just say Uncle Sam. And what I did was I honestly just saved. I just had money go to that account. And I would just honestly take a percentage of my income, you know, monthly or weekly to go over there. For example, if you're making, you know, like say if you're making $5,000 a month, you know, take 10% of that, $5,000 a month, which is $500 a month. And now all of a sudden you have $500 a month that's going to go to Uncle Sam. Because at the end of the day, either if you're making that kind of money, you are going to have to pay it back anyway. And what's going to happen is it's going to be December. You're going to file your taxes and he's going to say, they're going to be like, well, you owe $2,000. You owe $2,000. But here's the thing. You pay quarterly. If you owe $2,000, you can pay it in a quarterly fashion. So, you know, you can do 500, 500, and 500 per quarter, meaning like January, April, and October. So that's the quarters, the 12 months broken in fours. And that's how you do that. And if you pay 500 per time, you know what I mean? Like as that example, you know, you will have enough money to actually take care of your, you know, your taxes in advance. And they don't have to worry about getting hit at the end of the year when it's Christmas time, it's top of the year, when it's New Year, the following year, and you have to pay that type of money. One year I got hit personally over like $10,000. And I was like, oh man, I don't have that money for you. I don't have the money to sit for you. So I'm trying to tell you that through my experience, learn from my failures, and you know, you don't have to get caught like that. As you notice, I quote Warren Buffett a lot, you know, because I study millionaire billionaires, and I started to use and utilize some of those tools that they're doing because I felt like success leaves clues, so why not follow the best? And one of the things Warren Buffett says is, learn from mistakes, but the mistakes don't have to be yours. So learn from my mistakes. Don't have $10,000 you have to pay in taxes and you know, at the top of the year. Don't have $2,000 you have to pay at the end of the year. You know, do your taxes. File for Uncle Sam. He is in your family tree. And pay him, pay yourself, and most importantly, pay your business. And then you will have the opportunity to be a wealthy barber. And that's kind of the message for this one. Wealthy stylist, wealthy business, a wealthy person. And that's what I want to talk about. So, hey, listen, with that being said, if you've been following these videos, I think, you know, I gave you enough nuggets for you to get started. Make sure that you do this right now. Stop this video and ask questions. Find out who is your CPA. Call, make a phone call to your CPA and ask them, how can you put to pay Uncle Sam on automatic debit, and how much for the income that you currently make, how much for the income that you currently make, how much should you be setting aside? That's the most important part. Now, 10% is a hypothetical number. Now, you can talk to your CPA or your tax person to get a more specific number depending on your income that you're making. Those are all just fictitious numbers, you know, but they do make sense in the sense of depending on where you fall in your tax bracket. So, you know, make it more real for you by talking to a professional and find out exactly where your numbers are and make sure that you do those steps because it will help you in the long run and you are able to become a wealthy barber. So, hey, if you've got any questions, make sure you check us out on the Facebook group where, you know, you can get, you know, ongoing help and coaching and accountability with other students that are in this course. You can always reach out to me on social media. I appreciate your time. And on to the next module. Make sure you fill out the questions below to unlock the next video. And I'll see you on the other side. Peace and love.
This has been a Cutting Edge Secret Podcast. I'm Arthur Lyle. And thanks to our sponsors, Barber's Eye, where we make it all happen for hair entrepreneurs' dream come to a reality by seeing the vision within. You can find them at barbersye.com. If you have any feedback on today's episode, please DM me at Arthur, A-R-T-H-U-R, underscore Lyle, L-Y-L-E, on Instagram, and or repost and tag me on your page, and I love to hear from you. And join us again next time for more cutting-edge secret tips and tricks for the industry pros. Thanks for listening. Peace and love, and I'll see you at the top.